We're going to look now at the challenge of turning computers into accurate translators. If you've used a website to translate a foreign phrase into English, you know that a precise computer translation remains elusive. So linguists are trying to harness the wisdom of crowds to do what machines can't, as Joel Rose reports.
Computer scientists have tried for decades to invent the perfect translation machine, and they haven't found it yet.
There are aspects to the translation problem that are undeniably and unavoidably human.
Philip Resnick teaches linguistics at the University of Maryland. He says computer translators like Babelfish and Google Translate work best when they have lots of translation data to learn from. And we only have that data for a handful of languages, like French and Chinese.
There's an awful lot more than six languages in the world, and an awful lot of people out there in the world who have a need for something that provides more reliability than the kind of thing you're going to get from a Google Translate kind of engine.
So Resnick and a few dozen of his colleagues are looking for ways to make human and computer translators work together. They gathered earlier this month at a conference in Maryland to trade ideas and real-world examples.
Okay, so this is Haiti in the wake of the January 12th earthquake.
Stanford grad student Rob Monroe says the earthquake overloaded Haiti's emergency response system. Text messages were still getting through, but those messages were mostly in Creole. And the U.S. military, which was in charge of relief, doesn't speak Creole. Fortunately, there are thousands of Haitians around the world who do.
If you lived anywhere in the world and you spoke Haitian Creole and you wanted to help, then you could come online, translate a message.
On average, it took those volunteers less than 10 minutes to translate each text message. Not as fast as a computer, but way more accurate. This is what tech geeks like Monroe call crowdsourcing.
By crowdsourcing, we could bring in the knowledge of the people who could translate from Haitian Creole into English, and then those who could identify all the locations in those messages.
Linguists hope that crowdsourcing holds the key to translating hundreds of relatively obscure languages like Urdu, Pashto, and Farsi. This is not a purely academic question. Judith Clavins teaches computer science at the University of Maryland and also works with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
In the Cold War era, we had Spanish and Russian. If you could handle Spanish and Russian, you could do about anything that needed to be done. But now we've got all kinds of other languages. We live in a much more global economy. If you can't figure them out quickly, then we don't know what's going on anywhere.
The early experiments with crowdsourcing and translation are nowhere near ready for public consumption. Figuring out which human translators do a good job and which don't is still a big challenge. But conference organizer Philip Resnick is optimistic.
It's possible that crowdsourcing will not get us all the way to the desired fully automatic, high-quality translation that's been dreamed of for a long time, but it can get us a lot further than we've gotten now by bringing humans and machines together in a way that hasn't happened before.
Linguists don't know where the next disaster will be, but they do know they'll be ready to translate. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.